与えず、見て死にますね。
Take advantage of this brain wave process, concentrate that if possible, you get a card. I mean, you visited here, and we visited the community in the audience there, just to stay here with the prayer of the committee in the relationship. Maybe she lost her life, and I wanted to move through the thing. She's getting a blessing. So, I'm going to make sure that either if we think that it's too easy for her to get the funds, if it's possible, we can come up with a solution. I was thinking that if the Prince, Honorable Prince, can get something and then we'll find him in the house.
In the budget of the committee, we don't have budget for flowers and cards for members. They don't have budget for them.
And then we did the same thing when I was doing at the screen, and so that we contributed for something and then we bought them.
Want to comment?
I think we should take a moment of being together and contribute to the development now.
Is that the thing that you think?
Mm-hmm.
How much are you thinking?
I don't know what I was going to find, but I was maybe 50% fine.
I don't have a problem to contribute, but let me put it this way. In the past when we contributed in this committee, I think tomorrow somebody was having a baby, if I recall correctly, I didn't remember. And I think we then donated 20 or 30 rand each, or whatever you wanted. If we say we're going to go and buy flowers and a card, I mean, you know, is it African? I don't know what the culture is. My culture we would buy a nice card, because it's not as if it's a member of this portfolio committee. The MEC that you saw there, so I would assume that a very nice card would be fine. And if each of us get 5 rand, you can buy a card for, I don't know, 20 rand. But it doesn't really matter, but I'm not prepared to give 50 rand for anything I've never seen. But the pure idea of being nice and decent in sending a card, I don't have a problem with that. Might I also just say, when we go to the invitation, it's not that one does not want to attend these things, but already Heritage Day has been planned. I mean, the department planned these about 2 months ago in Bloemfontein, so some of us are already engaged in other activities, but obviously my personal apologies for not attending.
Before you come in, I was of the opinion that how can it be if Honorable Crystal buy that thing, the flowers are cut, and bring the and then and that was, we're doing it in the absence of other members, and then we give him, we refund him. And that's my thing.
Thank you. I'm not agree with you, Honorable Member. This is the DK Martin. Thank you so much for the MEC. Ubuntu, we say that it's Ubuntu. In this matter for a card, I think it's best to specify the card here so that you can put your signature. Then I can write your text and read something we're carrying with your signature. Thank you.
So when do you think it's going to be bought? Because this is our last meeting, and then it will be during the recess, unless somebody can really go and buy it, and the third person will be moving around and then let them buy it.
I think the problem here is the how much and I think the timing is that we have to be considered that we have to be considered that we have to be considered and whatever amount you have
Africaners, Kenya people around the same, and all our cultures have to be accommodated. That's what this committee is all about. A car costs 50 rand, and we have people for 60 rand or 50 rand, whatever you make it.
How much is it?
One person will be attending. And let's say that some of the things you need along the way. There is a report, a draft report, that will be a truth. Should I give you time to read it or what do you want us to do?
Not good in my culture to call a lady by her surname only. My initials is D, and Mr. Maklala also a good editor, they use the initials. I'm not sure what it is. And we can just take it from the list there. And I don't want to just tell you stuff, but I think I'm in the background, in the first thing, do you say the Tower Museum is situated at Bartle, or do you say situated in Bartle?
Yeah.
I think it's in.
Thank you.
I'm just quickly going to 4.1. No, it's on this one. It's page 2 as well. Where it says history in the last sentence. I just want to ask the secretary where she copied the ATA, the abbreviation at the end of that, the first paragraph from there, because I'm not sure that in English there was an abbreviation. But the Genootskap Regte Afrikaners is an abbreviation to the Afrikaans name of that specific group. So if this was not copied from their thing, I don't think we should put an abbreviation in it, rather take it out. Is there sign that from their translation? Okay. It's just the last bullet point where we start Charles explaining how words from different language groups such as, and I've got all the it ends by saying, and Portuguese was borrowed to Afrikaans language. Not correct, it was borrowed amongst all languages. Because even other languages borrowed from each other. It was not only borrowed to Afrikaans from all the other groups. Because we read that Afrikaans that was the only beneficiary from taking words from other languages. Am I correct?
But I think
this
report is referring to the Afrikaans Sound Museum. So they were specifically referring to the languages that were called in the Afrikaans.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
What Mr. Opperman is saying is quite correct, but remember when we walked out of that room, there were all those banners hanging there. And they said, these were the words from Ndebele, these were the words from the Khoi and Son, and they were the words from that, and then they crossed to all the banners. I don't know if you can recall that. And that was when you were saying, this word came from that language, and that word came from that language. But the concept of Mr. Stockerman is right, is quite true. But they have now got all the languages in there, and saying, I remember there were some words that we didn't know that came from the Ndebele. I can't just, can you remember which to see in that corner? I'm not even sure, but I think there were Zelenda words there. But there were different banners with different words coming from different language groups. So I would thought that it was what we were saying here is how words from different language groups were borrowed by other groups. Well, not only the ones that came from two Afrikaans, yeah.
I don't know.
Borrowed from each other if you want to, but the problem here is read the sentence, can you tell me what it says?
Yeah, I think the explanation that you were suggesting that there's a cross-fertilization of concepts from different languages. Now one would be enticed in accepting a month instead of to and from a particular language.
Learning from us. Yeah. Akaro is what culture does borrow. Mm-hmm. It borrows from others and then draws them up into the other side. Kato?
Yes.
I'm covered.
Yes, I'm not clear. You went to visit Afrikaans town. What they are saying is that the Afrikaans language borrows words from these different languages. Next time you go to a Malay or whatever, Tamil or Hindi or whatever museum, and then they will explain there. These words came to the Hindi or to Tamil from other languages.
What happened was, when the people came to do the presentation to the committee, the CEO was not present. They sent two female staff. And we had quite an interrogation with other entities that day. And there was a Surinima fan said to me, why didn't I interrogate them as bad as I did the Northern Flagship people? Because it's Afrikaans, and it was not meant rudely. I said, well, you couldn't, because the CEO wasn't there, only the two ladies. And then we undertook to go there to see for ourselves. I think they sort of put an invitation to us to come and look for ourselves, that it is not only Afrikaans. Although they're Afrikaans museum, they do cater to English schools as well, and English. And I think, of course, we had the whole thing of to visit all the stuff in the Western Cape. And when we got there, we went to all, and I remember in the next page I said, everything is done in three languages. But that man, and we were all surprised when we read that those different donors, when he explained, no language has got no words from other languages. And he explained to us all those banners. So it's not that we're not saying we didn't go to the Afrikaans family. What we are saying is that different groups took words from different groups. And the interaction, and that was, I remember we were reading some with, I can't remember, like Saliki or Rinti or whatever, I can't remember all those funny words that were there. And we were surprised on the origin of that. But they were not necessarily related to Afrikaans. They were amongst all the names.
Chairperson, I think we must recognize these two facts, two separate facts. The one fact is languages borrow from each other, and we must not confuse that with a specific story. And my reading of this document is that the committee visited the African Style Museum. And the focus in this particular instance was how Africans as a language was being developed, was in the process of being developed, and the fight for it to be recognized. And specific mention is made of Africans like any other language, having borrowed words from other languages. And I do not believe we must confuse that with the issue that what Africans is doing, other languages are doing too. There is no debate here. It is true nature that all other languages are borrowing from each other. But this specific issue here is referring to a specific activity at a specific area where Africans are the focus. And if we agree with that, I believe we should not round in circles around this particular issue. There
is an insult to Africans here. But the general point made about what Africans do, we accept that other languages do it in other instances as well.
I don't think we need to go back against the wall on this one. We can just say and start explaining how words from different language groups such as Khoi, San, Isixhosa, Dutch, Malay, and Portuguese enhance African language. Will that be okay? Taking the context that you are presenting, the talk you are presenting. No. You and Klaus, you say the same thing. Now, you were the first. But what you were saying, Africans was rich by borrowing from in the course of developing it as a language. Well, we could say all these languages enhance African language. How would that be?
I think the explanation the man gave me that day was they not only been Afrikaans, they are on all languages. That's how we saw it. You see a different day when there. The fact of the matter is, if you were that's my master and I'm meeting him now. It becomes controversial. I will put my no vote against that specific point because I cannot go against something that was not told that day. Otherwise, we must change the wording and say, Charles explaining how words from different language groups were integrated in all languages. You want to do that. But that was not. The purpose of those values there were not on how Afrikaans was made. There was no thing, anything on Afrikaans. The whole museum is in three languages. The whole museum. And in that corner, they explain words from all groups. I'm not protecting Afrikaans that they didn't get words from anywhere else. I know the history of Afrikaans too well to do that. The fact of the matter is, this is not correct as it is stated here.
Actually, let me come with a proposal. Let's find out from the Bulletin people if this
it
will capture with me and some of my colleagues. Yeah. But the only way to, I don't like the thing of somebody saying it's not going to come from, but you can just verify it.
My problem is that how many people really well
on the spot
when that thing was finished?
We were laughing at some of the
I'll stay with this. I just want to put on record the word koi means first. So we need to deal with those issues at some stage. Just like you say, it's a Bantu language. I mean, it's people's language, but the word Bantu means people. Koi also means person. The thing is, person language. It's not the word. So it's a discussion. So I want to, I think you can keep it like this, or you want to change it?
Now I'm coming up with a reason. Amongst many all languages, I've been in that session. We know that it will stop everybody. Because when you say amongst words, some of them are not even mentioning. Like I give an example of it. We have a book and then what book I can call on that. So let's leave it as amongst.
Yes, so you brought it from that strong place. That's the sort of like telling you in the first place.
No, that's how it is, that's what.
Yeah. Can you read it?
That's explaining how it works.
Thank you. And then nothing with the character.
The question is the same page, the top sentence, the number of antiques and models, 20,000. Something like 20,000. One to say and more than 25 pieces. I don't know, that's why it is. The quote is not a good one.
So, how do you want to do that? Then it's down here.
And more than 10. Good idea.
We say here the Department of Arts and Culture should assist the museum with funding in order to put up a lift. I don't think that was the thing. We should put pressure or liaise with Public Works on the issue of a lift, because the building belongs to Public Works. We can't really do that. Can you recall what did we say?
This is one of the building, the content comes from the specific
Thank you.
First and second paragraph, are you okay? Are you okay? First and second paragraph. Are you okay on the remember?
Yeah.
Right. Background. The composition of the delegation. Are you satisfied? Agree to? Right. Page 2. Item 4, the applicant, Dar Media. Agree to? Thank you. 4.1, history. Agree to? 4.2, house display. Your mics are not on. Your mic, when you say I agree, they're not even pressing on. Are you sure? Switch off the mic. That is 4.2, left. Page 3, from bulletin 2. 4.3, which is the other activities.
Great.
Great, too. Challenges. Agreed, too.
Agreed.
Thank you. Page 4, comments. Agreed, too. Your mic. Thank you. So, as far as the draft report on African Star Museum is concerned, the committee agreed on everything in the draft with amendments. Thank you. So, we are coming to Iziko. The draft report is the museum dated the 29th of August 2020. Any comments as far as let's just peruse and look at whatever that is the background, objective, composition, Iziko Museum, Slave Lodge, history, Slave Lodge. That is 4.2. The Castle of Good Hope is history. The page 4, the South African National Gallery and its history.
4.2.
I can do page 6. That is progress and committee 4.5 committee recommendations. All points they really covered as far as they are concerned, the ones who really discussed the area. Let's see what happened in the attempt which we are supposed to get into. Okay, check. Press the button from the front.
Sorry, I would not think this inspection session, I would not speak on it unnecessarily, but they were touching on 4.2.
that arrived last week. And it has been changed, but I'm not really sure that that is now changed correctly. We took the last on 4.2, to in the middle of the first sentence, it said she took the delegation. Third line. She took the delegation around, showed pictures and saving furniture used in those days, and where King was kept. It should end there, and then she explained on the convicted who were killed and how they were killed. But you can't go around showing that to read the sentence. Because it was in wrongly, and we took it out to say she said at the end of the paragraph, which is correct, but it cannot be part of that sentence. Because she can't show people how people were, their body parts were taken apart. So it should be two sentences. The one she took them around, and what she showed them up to where the king was kept. She also explained to the delegation that the convicted were killed, and how they would feel about changing whatever, or
Can I come up with a suggestion here? That you write that sentence, because you are talking very fast, maybe she's not capturing it. And since you captured it.
I raised the point at the time, and we do agree that there are assets of the national Ezekiel in there, but that the Castle of Good Hope is not one of our entities funded by this department, that we should actually put that at the end, and not in between the Ezekiel stuff. But I'm sure you can say that that doesn't really make a mess difference. A point of Good Hope loss.
Page 1. Any comments? No comments from page 1. Page 2. Page 2, Honorable Council.
Thank you, Chair. 4.1, I think on the page 1 was dear to that. And then on the paragraph, it is believed that up to 9,000, I think about 5,000 slaves were kept there.
Alive or dead?
Alive.
So, you think I think this can verify this.
I mean, they would not say permanently between the years 1979 and 1811. In total, that number of slaves was 50. Not at once, not at all yet.
One can believe, maybe. They come and go. So what our comment that there is not impossible or possibly between the that period. So my
man, I agree with.
Museum has a mini library. This library is utilized collects different kinds of books, but not fishing books. Fishing is not really weighted to say the museum collects all different kinds of books except for fishing. Books, you know, to buy the way to avoid.
Comments for page 5. Page 6. Progress. commentary recommendation.
And the third is the untold stories of the city, not the town, isn't it? Katam is not a town.
The paragraph, the course, the progress.
Yes, the law.
All time.
I've been to the museums, all of them on my own, but if we say nothing, if you say from slavery, nothing has been said about the indigenous people of the country. Is that correct? Read it again. That statement from 4.5, it says, the history of Cape Town is based on slavery, and nothing has been said about the indigenous people of the country. But that's how it was carried to the delegate to win this, because I found it strange.
What's your comment? To add what Honorable Nkato was saying, historically, there were people here. Unless it maybe they were arrested or not arrested, but there were people. I don't know whether it was part of slavery or slaves. Only that maybe. The museum is not giving people, or sort of differentiating people who were slaves. That's my thinking. Because there were people here. Were the slaves coming from outside, or there were also people from here who were really treated like slaves? One can tell you when go back to history, and history will tell us the truth.
Okay.
You are correct, Jefferson. As we were here a few ago, that's where the question arose. Slavery is all only based on people who are coming from east, and nothing is mentioned about local people or South African people, and that's where the question came. Well, the answer was that it was difficult to enslave the locals because they knew people and they would just go. So it was easy to enslave people coming from India, those were Indians. They didn't know where to go, even if they could run out of the West Indies and slave lodge. But history of locals, I would say, or let me say black locals, came about when we were at the castle. That is where we were told that people's bodies were dissected, torn apart, and fed to lions. And that history, you would understand that further down there in the castle, and his ego is here, two different things. Mm-hmm. So that's how this is. I'm not sure about the sentence. Yeah, I'm not sure about the sentence, but that's where the explanation comes from. From a question here, and also an explanation that black people here played a role, and they were enslaved, further down there, arrested, and whoever tried to run away would be shot, killed, body torn apart, and set to life.
Maybe before coming, there's a story coming. This area, I believe, that it had a name before. It had a name. It was not Cape. It was not even Cape Colony by then. And then the reason why they were even repossessing their car, their stock, they didn't tell the. And then those people. That I think George is the attacker because they were repossessing their things. But if we can go back to the name, what was the name of the area? Because it was the Cape Colony. Is it that we showed that there were people here? I don't know, those people were captured as slaves. That's my first question. Like he was trying to introduce me. But you can't just grab a person and throw it into lions unless they have power. Or have instrument to can capture the person, or is somehow maybe you bound and then hand or wherever they were put. But the person somehow one can read between the lines that they were also maybe enslaved. You know.
Okay, I think when we go into the I'm glad to say the area, not the specific, because that's the issue we have continuously with Pretoria. The issue I'm raising is the fact that we say the indigenous people of the country. That's my problem in the sentence. I would have thought if it's the history of Cape Town that is based on slavery, and nothing has been said about the indigenous people there who were in this area, not in the country. That's my concern. And that was my question. That cannot be correct.
It can be the country.
It can be the country.
Yeah, I can't. It's because if you say, the history of Cape Town is based on slavery and nothing has been said about the indigenous people of the country. But we should rather say, and nothing has been said or demonstrated that there were other indigenous people in the same area. Because here you refer to Cape Town as slavery and then...
On the same vein, where did Pretoria come from?
Now, I'm just asking, that day when you were there, here you talk, you begin the sentence by saying Cape Town was based on slavery.
Yeah.
But they're not saying anything about the black people. What happened to them?
Yeah.
But you cannot speak of all Bristol, not all
not
the
right.
black people
right.
of the Cape Town. That's
right.
wrong.
In that area, the last country which I'm referring to, not yet Cape Town by then.
Yeah, no, that's why we have to say what happened to the other indigenous people in the area of. One of the question you're welcome to, but this word is not right because it's saying city and country.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Or alternative to what it does, it's in this part of
might,
the country.
You might not be open.
We can do that.
Oh, yeah.
In this part of the country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think different things from what he said.
Yes, I just wanted to say, Honorable Fanaspas had an answer, but she preferred to put a question, and that has taken us too long. I want to say, she mustn't ask good questions, she must come with proposals so that we move faster. Thanks.
You said something very important and mind-boggling, and I want this committee to make a decision that a research must be made about what this place was before and who the people are that were staying here. I think
think it is an important political information that is coming in this way.
Ja, van oude wakker is voor je, die zei de historie geeft dan based on slavery. The history of a town is based on slavery. I think the interpretation of what they reflect in the museum is wrong. Because long before Patricia came, there were people there, long before Diaz in the 1400s came here, hundreds of years before that. They were owners, they were not slaves. Slaves came very late. I think the emphasis on slavery in this town is out of balance. So the history, the reflection or the report on the history of Cape Town legislation, so-called of slavery. I think we need to relook at the sentence here, how to put it. I think a more balanced report on the history of Cape Town instead of emphasizing the slavery part.
That's sort of like writing something and then again it's
I wanted to say that it could be fine to say that the history, when we say the history of Cape Town, we talk about what is known. There is what we do not know. And in order to accommodate that, we can have two sentences as a closing remark. Let's say, we understand that before Cape Town became Cape Town, there was history and there were people. We need to make a research on that to accommodate what the conversation is saying, and also taking into account what Mr. Wapperman is saying, that before Cape became a colony, there were people, there was history, but this particular story or the stories that were related to us are assessed to be history that emanate out of colonialism. So it's history of Cape Town. Yet we understand that before that history there was history.
Unfortunately, if you go to a museum nowadays around here, you get a one-sided story. And I've noticed this with the minister in a lot of speeches that it's not fair. We know you people never had an opportunity to get your history written because you were not allowed. But it doesn't mean we must add, we must not take away and change the history just because there's only one history. It's true, we should actually in this committee advance a bit more on these kinds of topics, because it adds nation building and social cohesion, which is indeed the vision of this committee. Chair, will you allow me to say something after we've done, because after the minute.
Part of the history of Cape Town is linked to slavery.
and it is unacceptable that nothing has been said about the indigenous people of the country, of the area.
Again, for the service to mention that, because a question closing this would be to ask what was Cape Town before Cape Town was Cape Town?
Copy. Kavinsa. Means the water is sweet. Part of the history of Cape Town is linked to slavery. But it is unacceptable that nothing has been said about the indigenous people of the area prior to the period of slavery.
Part of the history of Cape Town is linked to slavery, but it is unacceptable that nothing has been said about the prior indigenous people of the area. About the indigenous people of the area.
To the period of
I think we captured everything. Maybe that's why the historians were denying that who they walk to Megaris, which is the third one of
Rekha.
They didn't bring any cattle, even goats. But the master came that day to do something and everything. So the brother said, I think just the attack, they were repossessing their things, not stealing. So I think now we are coming to the last scrutinizing our report, our second report of the Imbizo Museum. It's Zico, sorry. Imbizo is ringing in our
head. That's
not Imbizo. We have too much of Imbizo. From page one of this Imbizo, it's the Zico Museum, dated the 29th of August 2007. We are coming page by page, yeah? Item by item. Do you have any comments or agreement with the bulletin, with the subheading, as far as paragraph 1 and paragraph 2? Are you agreeing to that one?
Press,
press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press,
press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press,
press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press,
press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press, press,
Okay. Item 2, objective of the visit. Wait, a fact-finding mission.
Yes.
Which one?
A fact-finding mission.
As a result of the presentation. That was done. Right. Address
them? Pray, when it's the year. Yes.
We agree, Chief, but can I just ask whether we will sign in on those two different oversight roles, because we did not sign any attendance register, and as we do our class next year, we have to know on the system. And then is the Eco Museum item 4? Not everybody is present, but as we were talking on the history and things, I just thought I'll mention to the committee that Honorable Opperman 2 weeks ago, I think, received an award for his almost going to say lifelong, but I hope he lives a long time still, contribution on cultural matters and so forth. It would be appropriate that he's in this committee now so we can all benefit from that.
That's what I believe in that. I don't know that because there are people when they are considered as older people say that it's an insult, but I think it's treasure to be a contestant.
because they tend to be the living history of the living library, because they are depending on you in a lot of things, really. Opperman, I think the closing of hands shows that you contributed a lot to the committee. So I also really had that feeling that what you have contributed to them, you were doing it in my absence. I really envy to have such an experience to whatever, and all of us need to be like you, to contribute to our communities and bring knowledge and take knowledge to them, and then tell them that bring up whatever you have in your community, because they have that there. So this brings us to the end of our meeting, at least at long last.
Thank you.